Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Blessings, everybody. Welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. It is always a joy to be with you guys. I hope you guys saw last week's segment. We talked about the power of renewing your mind, belief systems, and just the power of transformation in the mind and how key that is. Something last week that really just was highlighted in my life that I believe that it's going to be for everybody. You know, I said it when I was working out with the girls. I really felt that there's so many people that are having this thought. You're not advancing. This is as far as you're going to go. God is not going to change the situation. It will always be this way. And I just felt that it is one of the biggest lies that the enemy is coming fiercely to attack the body of Christ. So I want to continue on changing and renewing our minds and our belief systems and really eradicating any lie that the enemy perhaps is speaking to you. And then we're going to counterattack it through the word of God. You know, that lie about advancement, that the enemy comes to our lives that says, there's not going to be any advancement. The advancement is not going to happen. Or this is as far as you are going to go. This is as far as your life is going to go. You're not progressing. You're not changing. You're not advancing. Life as you know it shall be and will always be that way. And when you have a promise from God, sometimes that lie comes in to try to stop something that God wants to do. I believe it's one of the greatest threats that the enemy is launching at his people. He hurls threats such as, you're not changing, you're not advancing, you're not going far. It will always be the way you see it in front of you. So that is probably one of the biggest lies that the enemy hurls your way. And today I want to eradicate that lie. Today I want to expose any lie that has told you that this is as far as you are going to go, that you are not changing, that you are not progressing, that you are not advancing. That lie almost has this image like you're a hamster in a hamster's wheel. And you're going, 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 but you feel like there is no advancement. Or you feel like, God, are you going to finish what you said you were going to do in my life? Be it a purpose, be it a calling, be it a promise, a prayer petition that you have, maybe a calling that is over your life, a gifting that needs to be manifested, a petition that needs to be answered. Whatever the case may be in your life, a business that needs to be launched, a breakthrough that needs to happen in your life, one of the greatest lies that the enemy comes to hurl at us is just that. You're never going to advance. You are not changing. You're not progressing. But the mere fact that the enemy threw that lie at you tells me that he's threatened. I want you to understand something. That the fact that the enemy is throwing that lie your way, if you've heard that, then I'm speaking to you. If you have heard that lie in your mind, then you're the one I'm speaking to today. And the Lord says to tell you today that the fact that you had that lie tells you that he's threatened by your advancement. The Bible says in John that Satan cannot tell you the truth, that when he speaks his native language. He's the author of lies, the author of confusion. And the Bible says that it's impossible for him to tell you the truth. So when he lies, he speaks his language. He is the author of lies. Jesus said in John, few sentences down below, he said, yet I tell you the truth, and yet you don't believe me. So you know what God is speaking to us today? Jesus is coming to you to tell you that you are advancing and that you are changing. And that you are progressing and that you are right on track. The fact that you had that lie is only a result of the fact that you really are making progress. The fact that you had that lie come at you, thrown at you, perhaps you meditated on it for a little bit, made you feel sad. It made you wonder, is this all there is to your life? Is my prayer gonna be answered? Am I ever going to go further? Am I ever going to increase? The fact that that you had that lie, maybe meditated on it, wondered, questioned, is only telling you that you are advancing. Because whatever the enemy throws at you, any lie, the opposite holds true, which means you are advancing. So if he said you're not advancing, the truth is you are advancing. I came to speak to somebody, maybe not to everybody, but I came to speak to everybody that has had that thought. I'm not advancing. I'm not changing. I'm not increasing. Will I ever attain it? I'm never going to get there. I'm speaking to you today. God is saying to you, you are advancing. You are changing. You are progressing. The fact that you had that lie is only a sign that the enemy is very threatened by your progress. He's threatened by your advancement. So he threw a lie to try to derail you, stop you, and to oppose you. Let me pause there and give you a scripture. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. The words of Paul tell us, the good work that God began in us, he will complete it until the very end. It says that it will come into full completion. Look what it says, being confident of this. That is what the scripture, and that's how the scripture begins, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you shall carry it on to completion until the day Jesus Christ comes for us, being confident in this. That means that what the enemy is doing is he's trying to take away your confidence. He doesn't want you confident. He doesn't want you confidently believing that God is advancing you. He doesn't want you confidently to believe that your prayers are being heard in heaven. He doesn't want you confident in the fact that you are progressing and that you are changing. He doesn't want you confident. That is why he's been lying to you. That's why he throws a lie that you are not progressing. You're not changing. You're the same person. Look at you and look where you're at. The enemy is very good about pointing out the obvious. I don't need him to point out the obvious. I don't need him to point out where and what condition, in what state I'm in. That's why the Bible says that faith has eyes. I don't need him to point out the obvious. I already see the obvious. You already see the obvious. What we need is a word from heaven. And the word from heaven for you today is you are changing. You are progressing. He's just trying to steal your confidence. And then the word of the Lord says in Philippians 1:6, the good work that he began. So I'm speaking to everybody. If God began a work in you, if God began a work of change in your life, if God began a work of transformation in your life, if God began a work of salvation in your life, if God began a work in your life in any area, then that tells me he's going to complete it. See, God is a God of completion. God is a God that never leaves a project forever undone or unfinished. That is not God. The Bible calls him a finisher. So he finishes every project he started. He doesn't start a clay or a pot and then leave the clay hanging. No, see, you're a work in progress. And so God is not a God that is going to leave you unfinished. He's not done yet. I think about Joseph. He comes to mind. I wonder what he thought when he was in prison for 13 years. Probably looked like he wasn't advancing. It probably looked like his prayers were not being heard. 13 years, think about that. To be falsely accused of something, to have defamation to your character, to be accused of something that you never did. You would think that God, because he was with him, because the Bible clearly tells us that God was with Joseph, you would think that God would have pulled him out a month later, 2 months later, a year later, 2 years later. But that's not what the Bible says. He had to wait 13 years before he was freed, before he entered into the fullness of God. God was working in the heart of Joseph. Then why is this taking so long? Why do I not see progress? Well, we can look at a lot of figures in the Bible, a lot of characters in the Bible. What was God doing? God was preparing them. You know, this is a season of preparation. This is a season where God is molding you. He's shaping you. He's changing you. He's pruning you. He's cutting the things away that are going to be a hindrance for you later on when you do advance and you see it in the manifestation. when you do enter, when you see the fullness of that. See, today is the day where God wants to bring light to that darkness, light to that lie, to bind the lie. Think about Moses. He had to wait 40 years for a promise. Think about Abraham, who was promised a nation. Look up at the stars, Abraham. If you can count them all, that's how much your descendancy is. That's how big it is. That's how grand it is. That's how advance and multiplication is going to happen and occur in your life. But he had to wait so long. It wasn't overnight. It wasn't from one day to the next. It wasn't even from one season to the next. We have to learn patience. You know what the word patience means? Long suffering. Sometimes you have to endure things, but it's in that process that God is doing something. The fact that you don't see maybe roots growing underneath the ground does not mean that that tree isn't growing. Think about a tree that's in the winter season. There's sap in the middle of that tree, and it doesn't mean that it's dead. It looks like nothing's happening, but that's quite the contrary. God is working that tree and preparing everything for its harvest season, for its spring or summer season. I want to shed light on you today. Maybe you have felt like that. Maybe you feel like there's no change. And you feel like, man, I'm trying. I'm doing everything that I know possible to do. And I don't see a change. Well, maybe God has you in a season of growth. Maybe right now is a season like Joseph, who was in the prison. Maybe your faith is being tested. Maybe God is pruning something out of your heart. Maybe God is testing your patience. Maybe God is testing your faith so that it can come out gold, refined in the fire. I want to shed light on every person because this podcast is for everybody that has felt like they're not advancing, they're not progressing, and you have heard the lie. And you have wondered, is there more to my life? God says to you, yes, there is. I'm a God that finishes everything that I started. I'm the finisher of the faith. God will never leave us hanging. God always finishes what he started. Even if it takes a decade, even if it takes 2 decades, are you willing to wait? Are you willing to stay diligent? Are you willing to stay faithful, patiently enduring, and full of faith? Are you willing to do that until you see it? See, people that understand that he is the finisher will stay in it until it manifests. It may take 2 decades. I don't know when it's going to manifest in your life, but he does. Maybe you're being pruned. Maybe you're being tested. You know, in the Bible, time throughout the scriptures and time again, we find that God always finished his work. He always finished the work in David. When David gets anointed to be king, he doesn't step into the palace. He doesn't take the crown. No, he went back to doing what he was used to doing, tending the sheep. He may have been anointed for it, but he wasn't ready for it. It took him going into the cave of Adullam. It took him running from Saul. It took a lot of different seasons in his life. And throughout those seasons, God was preparing him. See, nothing happens overnight. It takes time. It takes effort. So I want to encourage every person that says today, wow, that podcast was for me. So if this one was for you, then put it on repeat. And if you've got to play it 3-4 times to remind yourself, hey, wait a minute, I am advancing. Matter of fact, I want you to say that out loud. I am advancing. I am progressing. Now, I'm not speaking to everybody. I'm not talking to people who got stuck. If you're stuck, then you need to get unstuck. But if you feel like you have done everything on your part and you continue to do it, keep being diligent, keep being faithful. Suddenly, he's a God of suddenly. Don't stop just because you heard the lie. You're a threat. He's scared, so he has to intercept what it is that you're doing. I'm going to pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for every person that is viewing and listening. Father, we bind every voice of the enemy today, and I shut that voice down. And I call your people, God, to be faithful, to be diligent, to keep pressing, to keep sowing, to keep being diligent in the little. Father, we bless the people's lives today, declaring that that lie has been bound today. I call the truth to prevail. The truth, God, to be magnified today. We thank you because you're the God that finishes. We thank you, God, because you're the finisher. You're finishing the work that you started. You're finishing and completing it until the coming of Jesus. God, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I love you guys. We'll see you next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.